You came with a school of landscape architecture from UNL about 3 years ago, and we were looking at some different things in Valentine with Dr. Kim Wilson. And then you just kind of, you were here for a summer and helped us plan a lot of different things. So we could get into a lot of things at Austin and kind of laid the groundwork for on there. But Austin's back because we're going to plant trees on Main Street today.
Correct. That's right. That's right.
So it's actually in the works right now.
Yeah.
Are they planting them yet?
Yep. They've started some preliminary planting. Oh, okay. So there's lots of trees.
And Kim, along with Deanne, and who else was on the vegetable committee? I want to say the vegetable committee.
The green team. Surely there's a better word to come up with that.
But there was a committee appointed with the city.
Yep, we had a committee. And just brainstormed. Austin has really carried the majority of the weight, though. He really has. And it has been phenomenal because he had his fingers deep in it. He was really involved in the actual street part of it. So the tree planting was a natural part of it as well, involved in design, et cetera, et cetera. So he has been able to put together the design work, and now he's actually all the way from writing it on paper to putting it in the dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. What made you ever, because you left UNL and you went to Florida, right, for a job in Florida?
Correct. Yeah. I had an opportunity in Florida. Family, my wife and I, we moved down there for 2 or 3 years. Got some great experience, and then now we're back in the Omaha area. And
you're from Kearney originally?
Yeah, yep, right. from Kearney. Went to UNL, got my degree in landscape architecture there. Was fortunate enough to have a project like Valentine during coursework, so something that was actually implementable, and we're doing that today.
Is this standard operating procedure to graduate from a school project, to go to Florida, to come back to Omaha, and continuing to work with a community to see it through to the point where we're planting trees? I mean, that doesn't seem like that's the normal thing that you do.
Yeah. Well, I would say that it's important to be an active member in your community, or, you know, as a state. And I think that students, the university pours a lot into students. Our high schools, you know, growing up, pour a lot into people, and it's important to give back. And this is a great opportunity. I mean, this Main Street project, the pavement, the crossings, everything new is going to be here for 100 plus years. So this is a project for our grandkids, and we're excited that it's happening.
I'm supposed to tell you hi from Jenny Nixon.
Okay.
Because she wanted to be here today. She wants video and she wants pictures of planting trees.
Oh, we'll have plenty of that.
Okay, so we need to do that. So let's talk about the types of trees that were selected. We're specifically selected for our area, right?
Correct. So from the get-go, We handpicked trees from Great Plains Nursery, which is renowned in Nebraska for collecting from local native seed sources. So the best tree stock we can find. The tree types that we got are all either local, native, or adapted species. So we've got thornless honey locust, Kentucky coffee tree, relic baroque, which is a neat species from the McCook area, but it's a baroque like we have in the Niobrara River Valley.
Yep.
It's just really tough. And we've got some aspens and some paper birches, which are native to Niobrara River Valley. So bring in the Niobrara River downtown.
Okay. Now, somebody had texted me yesterday. I think we had that press release on about planting. And I'm not familiar with how this works. These are going to go into the 5x5 foot spots that are left as dirt right now. But there's a root barrier that goes around that somehow. How does that work?
Yes. So So the Department of Transportation excavated these 5x5 areas, and they've filled them with 18 inches of good clean topsoil with a manure mixture, so they have the best chance of success. Then they went in and installed an 18-inch depth commercial-grade root barrier system, so that will prevent any kind of sidewalk heaving that directs roots out and down rather than out and up and heaving your sidewalk. So we've kind of tried to put everything in place to make sure that the trees are there for a long time and happy and healthy and not affecting what they're around.
There's been so much talk about having the trees on Main Street. And as you drive through different communities throughout Nebraska and throughout the United States, you know, you're seeing more and more trees in our main downtown areas. And they are so attractive. They soften things so much. But the real thing that we've gained from it is all the knowledge they've learned on how to make it be successful when we actually go to execute it ourselves. Right. So everything that Austin just talked about is all things that have been learned over time and experience and testing to help make this a really positive situation and very pretty.
Yeah, I was going to say, now you've selected, there are certain trees that align the streets and certain on the corners, right?
Correct.
And I don't know, when you talk about quaking aspens, those are really pretty trees. Mm-hmm. What's the other one that goes on the corner? The birch trees.
Yeah, paper birch.
Yep. Paper birch. So how tall are these trees? How big are these going to be when we put them in today?
So right now, as we speak, they're probably 7 or 8 feet tall. And they're going into dormancy, so not a lot of leaves on them. So, yeah, 78 feet tall right now, the shade trees, so the ones that will be in the 5x5 containers, those will be our larger canopy trees that will be up and over sign, you know.
Up above.
Up above signs. They're kind of a canopy tree.
Right.
So they should reach above that second kind of story. Now, the trees on the bump outs are kind of those accent trees. We're looking for fall color, great texture. You know, if we're going to put benches and stuff underneath them, creating a nice social space with those trees. So those will be a little bit smaller, but we're going for color and attraction and kind of that native plant community.
And some of those are kind of I don't want to say they're a transparent tree because there's really not that kind of, but they're made like on those corners so that, you know, they're up high enough, but there's vegetation is thin enough that you can see around the corners and those kind of things there.
Correct. Yep. We've complied with all DOT sight distance triangles and sight lines. Every tree that's going on Main Street has a really fine or a light leaf texture. So they're going to be really small leaves, not obscuring things and kind of that transparency.
Mm-hmm. So if people are interested in finding out what's going on, I know they talked about getting started at 2:00, but now you're telling me there may be already...
Well, the public part of it. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of trees to go in, and so they just are getting an early start. So we make sure we get all of the sites are not ready to plant, but we want to make sure we get all the trees planted for the sites that are ready. Oh. And so we've got some extra help early.
I know how many you're going to plant because I talked to the DOT guy stopped by this morning to tell me how many spots were ready. So there's 18 spots that are ready right
there
now.
There we go.
So those trees will go in, and the rest of them then you'll winter somewhere and come back and plant on May.
Yes,
something
correct.
Like that.
Correct.
How late can they plant those this year? If they had some more spots available by the middle of November, could they still stick those in the ground, or is that getting too late?
It just depends on what kind of fall we have. If we have some early hard freezes, I would say let's stay away, leave them where they are, because they're happy in their containers. We'll cover them with mulch over the winter and make sure they're getting enough water. But we like the fall planting. You know, mid-October, this is the perfect time to plant trees.
Right.
They're going into dormancy. In the spring, we'll plant what's left over, and we'll plant our perennials and shrubs that'll go in the bump outs. So.
Okay. And if anybody's interested in coming to help today, volunteers or just got questions?
Yes, absolutely. One of the things that is really fun about doing something like this, and the location is absolutely the best, right on Main Street, is there's just been a lot of... we've not been planting trees correctly for many, many years. And this is an opportunity to really get current knowledge of how to correctly plant a tree. We did it wrong for a lot of years, and the Forest Service said, wait a minute, the trees that we planted 40 years ago are not living as long as the trees that were planted 80 years ago. Why? And so they took a lot of time and attention to figure it out, and they have. And a lot of it comes all the way back to the day you put it in the ground. So things are very different than the way most people currently think to plant a tree. So if you're thinking of planting a tree and you want that tree to live for a long time, make sure you stop down and just observe. You're more than welcome to help, but feel free to observe how to properly plant a tree for the tree to really be as successful as possible. Our conditions are tough enough as it is. We challenge trees anyway. So if we can get anything extra on our side, then that's really, really an advantage. So I just encourage anybody who's even the slightest interest or just curious, come on down, hang out with us. We're going to get together around 2:00. At 2:00, you'll be able to find us on Main Street, and come down and watch, learn, and support a great project.
Okay. We did have somebody that dropped off a question for us here and asked about why this big of a tree on Main Street. And I don't know what which tree that is, and it's got the official name of it there, which Austin will know, but I can't pronounce it. So which tree is that one?
Yeah, so this question in particular is referring to the Kentucky coffee tree. And so the mature height in nature of a Kentucky coffee tree is, 60 to 70 feet. Now, we're planting them in suboptimal, they're not in a forest, so they're going to be probably half to two-thirds of the size. And the idea is what we want to plant, especially for our shade trees mid-block, is we want canopy trees. We don't want accent or small trees, because when the small trees get old, they obscure signs because they're 15 to 20 feet tall. So we want the large arching vase-shaped canopy trees that'll be up and over signs and shading cars and shading pedestrians. That's been proven to be the best choice for public situations.
So, and these, if I remember right, the way things are, the new street lights. By the way, what'd you think of the new street lights? You like
those? I love them. Dark sky compliant fixtures, cool. Downlighting, directing light the right way.
I think the trees are designed to be opposite of that. So if you've got a street light on the west side of the street, there'll probably be staggered with, trees on the opposite side and stuff, so that there's not too much going on there.
Correct. Everything's laid out nicely, very nicely.
So, so these trees in a 5 by 5 foot square, they're going to take some care to get started. Yep. Once they get started, they'll get, their moisture running off from any rain on the sidewalks and those kind of things. But who's going to take care
provided
of these things?
Provided there's rain.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be rain.
we just saw the city's new the irrigation system that they created for this. They got a big tank with a little motor engine, so they can just run up and down and water and water and water down each one. It looks pretty slick. I was impressed.
Cool. Well, I was thinking that they were going to put Mr. Peer in a four-wheeler with a
5-gallon bucket.
With a 5-gallon bucket. No.
No, this is a 275-gallon tank. It's heavy duty.
How much do these take to get started? Let's say one tree, you're going to water it a couple times a week to start or more?
Yeah. Usually 2 to 3 times a week. And again, it just depends on what kind of weather conditions we have. So city staff will be, especially in the spring and early summer when there's high temperatures, we're going to have a lot of stress on those trees.
They're actively growing. So they need to suck up. Yeah.
So city staff will be out a couple times a week just monitoring, hey, this tree doesn't look good. Let's get some water on it. This tree does, whatever. So, yeah.
And if any of the merchants have a bucket of water they want to drop on it, provided there's no chemicals in it, just,
old coffee, your cold coffee. You can throw that cold coffee out there.
Yeah. Jeans can go throw it on the front out there. So.
It's really great to be able to get the trees in that we are able to get in the fall, because fall is the perfect time to plant a tree, actually, although our sources are extremely limited. It's really hard without pre-ordering trees to have trees available in the fall. But fall is the absolute perfect time because it really gives those roots a chance to get themselves, the ground's not frozen, so those roots are going to actually start growing, and they're going to get a good stand before we start with the spring. So this is a perfect time. I'm excited for every single tree we're able to get in today.
And I think there's a total of like 55 trees on 6 blocks of Main Street or whatever it is.
Correct.
Scattered on both sides of the corners and that kind of stuff. Now, there was a grant, real quick, because we're running over time. You had applied for, on behalf of the city, a grant for $27,000, I think, that helps cover the cost of trees and all that, right?
Correct. We just got notice about 2 weeks ago that we were approved for $25,000 in matching funds from the Statewide Arboretum. So that takes a huge chunk of all the great improvements, and that's going to go a really long way.
All right. Well, Austin, thanks for coming by. Appreciate you being here for the tree planting day. We'll have to mark this on the calendar and every year have you come back to check on the trees. So
that's great. That's great. The trees are going to enhance Main Street so much. I know I've talked to different people, and when they've gone to different towns, like they're traveling or whatever, and the towns that they stop in are the ones that have trees or plants, and they're inviting and welcoming. And I think it's just going to be a great addition to our community.
I know when I researched things, and there were 2 or 3 different studies I found that said having vegetation on your Main Street improves your retail sales.
And property values.
Yep.
Yeah, so there we go.
All right. Woo-hoo! Well, thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate you sharing the information. 2 o'clock, downtown Valentine today, probably in that 200 or 300 block. They'll find you guys. And if they have questions, come there. Austin will have his answer pad out.
Yep, exactly. And again, thanks to Austin and to Kim for the amazing work they've done leading the project and really putting together the facts and the information so we could just keep supporting it.
All right. That's our comment program this morning.